Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, here we are on a Monday morning, and the broadcast begins from Halloween time at Disneyland.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's so fun, man, being down here. First off, it's beautiful this morning.
Yes.
The weather's fantastic, but we got to hang out at the park here yesterday, and my 2-year-old daughter, just time of her life, as you'd expect, like most kids they are, regardless of age, when they come to Disneyland. But the real reason I'm bringing this up, of course, is because we have your chance to win 2-day passes to Disneyland during the show today.
And Dave, not just 2-day passes, four packs. Four packs of 2-day passes to Disneyland and California Adventure. I mean, it is Halloween time, Sylvia's favorite time of the year. She is entire time that we've been here.
I am taking this all in. It's my favorite.
She spent 7 minutes out in the sun, and she's sunburnt.
This little vampire needs to be inside. But no, I'm taking it all in. It's so beautiful. And did all the rides. Went to Cocos. And that was awesome.
Well, to Cocos?
To Cocos. I loved it.
Good. Well, your chance to also come to Disneyland and enjoy a 4-pack of 2-day passes, park a day, coming up during the show today.
I mean, and all week long, too.
Yep.
So lots of these giveaways. So if you don't win them today, you will have more chances tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
Some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's start off with the bad news this Monday morning. I know it's so hard to, like, how do you say bad news?
Yeah.
And how do we want to hear it when we're at, like, the most magical place on the planet?
Even though we're having a great time this morning, Les Moonves, perhaps not so much. He has officially resigned his position as CEO from CBS, the company announced on Sunday, and this is amid new allegations of assault and harassment. Moonves, who is 68, you know, he did a lot for CBS. There's no arguing that.
Made
it
into the network it is today.
Sure. I mean, you know, it's kind of one of these companies that did traditional radio and TV, and you know, he helped to help convert it into the digital age. And he is expected to collect an estimated $100 million in severance, but he could end up with nothing, depending on an investigation into allegations of violence against women that will be conducted by independent law firms. So if these allegations end up being true, he could walk with nothing instead of the $100 million he was expecting.
Bye. If they find him guilty, then see you later, man.
Yeah,
like, there's no place for that. And it's just, I didn't think this was going to happen. I think the further this case went along, the further it went down the road, the more you thought that, like, okay, well, maybe they're going to just sweep this under the rug. Maybe this isn't going to happen. But he resigned yesterday and has a chance of losing that $100 million severance package, which absolutely she should. But the person who I think is probably celebrating today is Howard Stern. Nobody hated Les Moonves more than Howard Stern. Howard Stern hated him.
Some good news today to start the show today as well. A young lady by the name of Kaylee Foster was crowned homecoming queen at Ocean Springs High School on Friday, right? That's kind of what you'd expect, though that's not really the news. The news is that then she put on a football uniform and later kicked the game-winning extra point to lead her team to a 13-12 victory over Georgia County High School. And that's a real important nugget out of this story is that it wasn't like a ceremonial thing where they're up like 72-0.
It's close.
And they're like, let's go out there and just like have her do it and let's see if she can make it. And if she does, awesome. And if not, who cares? No, like this was what won the game for them. If she had missed this, the game would have been tied and potentially gone to overtime and they could have lost
it. There was a lot of pressure on her.
She also kicked 2 field goals earlier, giving her a majority of the team's points. So she has been kicking with the football team since she was a sophomore. She's been a member of the homecoming court for 4 years. Homecoming queen and kicking the extra point that wins the game for your football team. I don't want to say that like that's probably the peak of like how awesome your stories are going to get for your life, but I don't know how you beat that.
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, if you're that accomplished at that young of age, you know, there's some people who peak, you know, but because that's all they have. But seems like a nice, well-rounded young lady, and I love hearing stories like this.
It's a great story. I'm at 39 and still waiting for that peak.
To, like, kick a field goal?
I mean, just really accomplish anything. I got, like, a third-place trophy in Taekwondo once.
No, that's not good. That's not bad.
There's only 4 people in the tournament.
Well, you know.
You know. Remember when you bet me that I couldn't... You remember when you bet me that I couldn't punt a football 40 yards?
You remember when I bet you that you couldn't dunk a basketball?
No.
Mario Kart?
You owe me $1,000.
No, that does not seem...
Coming for your money.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
X107.5. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we are live at Disneyland this morning, and we wanted to really show Disneyland just how good we are at this, you know, because they only bring the very best radio shows to do live broadcasts from here. So,
you sure?
No, we're not very good at this.
No,
but we're likable, you know, right?
I mean,
it's all based on our personalities.
Right? People like us.
We're tall. We're tall.
We are tall.
We're tall.
No one can take that away from
you. I'm not tall.
Collectively, Dave and I.
Yeah. If you add all of our heights up.
Oh, we're like giants.
Per capita.
Yeah, you divide by three, you're still doing pretty good.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You can play.
Okay.
All right.
You can ride this ride.
Oh.
You're tall enough, is what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Here is this week's blooper reel, again, to showcase just how great we are at this.
What? It's the... That's the blooper reel.
Don't let hard water ruin your appliances. Call Focus Plumbing at 1-800-FOCUS-24. Shut up. Don't let hard water ruin your... Shut up. Don't let your heart... You would think that a lot of people would be, you know, recording and posting it online.
It depends. You know, I think that... If, you know, you got a blanket over you or something along those lines.
And posting it online.
Depends.
Let me take you off hold. That will probably help. Amanda, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. So you're a big Dropkick Murphy fan?
I am.
Good.
What's that band? Oh,
Dropkick Murphys.
Dropkick Murphys.
All right. So you're a big Dropkick Murphy fan? Well, the car's owner decided, you know what, this is a good time to start shooting at the person.
That seems fair.
So the owner of the car was arrested for discharging a firearm in public. The owner of the car was arrested for discharging a firearm in public.
You ruined my life! I'm going to be a YouTube star someday! You're adopted.
What?
I'm gonna be a YouTube star someday. YouTube star someday.
Shut up.
Depends.
Shut up.
You're adopted.
What? Shut up.
Discharging a firearm in public.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
When I first saw this headline, I'm like, this is going to make Mahoney really happy.
What's that?
The Raiders have more stadium parking plans that they're going to review.
Well, you're welcome, Las Vegas.
You think it's you're doing?
I know 100%
actually,
that
it's,
at the...
But it's,
what do you mean?
It's there's really not that good of news.
they're not fixing the problem.
Well, not really.
What are they adding? Like what? 50 more slots at slots of fun? they're adding 50 more spaces there. Like what's the new parking plan for the Raiders?
Well, they say that there is some trial and error in determining how to manage the different parking areas, and they could add more satellite lots.
Could. That's the key word. Not they
could.
They are going to.
Oh,
but
will
like,
do it.
We might, you know.
No, if it
I
was, we are definitely
that...
going to add more on-site parking.
Uh-huh.
That would be something.
Yes.
This is could and satellite
hey,
lots.
You know what? We're going to set up a dirt lot behind Boulder Station for you to park at. Goodness. And then we're gonna put you on one of those pedaling bikes that you have bars on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we want to be eco-friendly. So you're going to have to pedal all the way down to the new Raiders Stadium.
Oh,
that's what we're going to do. This seems like a great idea.
Yeah, you can just park at Sam Boyd Stadium and then take the nice, safe walk.
Yeah.
Down to the Raiders Stadium.
Only 10 short miles. Yep. From Russell and the 95.
Yeah.
This is a disaster, and this is what we've been saying from the beginning.
I mean, it's not really that much of a disaster. You're sort of being dramatic about it.
No, like it is a disaster.
Said it from the beginning.
And this doesn't even account for the traffic that we have yet to see what's going on. Tell me that interchange right there at the 215 to the 15 isn't going to be even worse than what it is right now.
They're actually going to redo it.
They say that.
Yeah.
They said that there's going to be parking, but I am holding my breath.
That interchange needs to be redone anyhow.
Well,
it was fine
before they changed it right there outside of Mandalay Bay, which, you know, dear City of Las Vegas Planning Committee, Who was that guy?
Whoever that guy was that designed that, and then when you're on the 215 going eastbound, and then you have to get on 15 north, it's and it all narrows down to that one lane right by Tropicana, like the worst place to do that, and it's always a total disaster. Whoever designed that,
failed.
I would like to invite you to come down to the studio tomorrow so we can slap you in the face.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine being this big of a fan of really anything. Tell me what would qualify for you guys. Some dude named Greg Matza, big fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, obviously the season opener this past Thursday with the Atlanta Falcons. I get, like, they just won the Super Bowl. They're the world champions. Pretty easy to be a fan of them at this point. He showed up 14 hours early for the game that took place at 8:20 p.m. on Thursday night.
So what, 6 p.m. the night before?
4:15 a.m.
Massard.
Yeah. 4:15 a.m. for a game that started at 8:20 p.m.
I mean, whatever. You know, I mean, we see people who are waiting outside lines and tents for Black Friday type sales. I'm not shocked that
it's... save $40? Like, that's the thing. I can't imagine doing that for anything.
Because you make too much money, Dave.
No, it's not.
That's why.
It's because I'm impatient.
Must be nice to be in the 1%.
I would think, like, maybe like a celebrity.
I'm just such a grump. No, like, what celebrity would you wait in line?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know.
If I could...
Kat Von D.
No.
No?
No. If she's giving like free makeup, then hey.
If I would wait, now. I would wait 14 hours, or I'd show up 14 hours early if I could get like a free like annual pass for Disney. I would do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I can something understand
along,
that.
Something along those lines, but it has to be. It would have to be something very substantial.
Yeah.
For that to happen, and also, is booze allowed?
On this side of the park, yes.
Can I bring a tent? Or at least a cot?
Then did you bring a tent with a kegerator in it? Respect.
I mean, if he showed up in a in an RV, right? You know, that's probably pretty comfortable.
Yeah,
you know, you
can
take a little nap, watch a little satellite TV.
Okay.
Just so, house flipping in Las Vegas, more popular than other cities. An estimated 7.7% of the Vegas area homes that were sold in the second quarter were flips, compared to 5.2% in the U.S. as a total. Concurrently with that story, a different story entirely, but also including the real estate market, the market for existing homes in Las Vegas is starting to, quote, cool off, according to some experts.
Oh, that sounds real good for you.
Yeah, fantastic. The average price for existing single-family homes sold in Southern Nevada in August was $295,000, an increase of 1.7% from July and 13.5% from August of last year. The price matches the average from May. But there's starting to be more homes that are on the market. It hasn't like shifted yet. I mean, it's still a seller's market.
Yep.
Yes, definitely.
But it's starting to slow down a little bit. And I actually think that's kind of healthier, that it starts to balance out a little bit, because you just can't have this crazy influx
something
where people
can't
are trying
be
to,
on fire constantly,
right?
Because eventually it becomes
flames
ashes.
Out.
And you know, we've been, you know, Las Vegas, we've been through this once before. You know, the economic downturn, the recession that we hit in 2007, 2008, and that continued until, you know, it feels like what, a year ago. It feels like when we finally started to come out. If we're being serious, about 2 years ago is when we saw house prices started to really explode.
Yep.
And now they've exploded at an exponential level like we saw again around that time. But I just fear that, you know, this is we've been down this road once before, and I really don't know if I can handle it, Dave.
Emotionally?
I don't know if we can, like, I've been knocked down. But I don't know if we can get up again, Dave.
Hey, as Chumbawamba so brilliantly preached all those years again, you get knocked down, but you get up again.
But you're never going to keep me down.
Okay.
All right. And finally, speaking of going down and getting back up again, Aaron Rodgers last night was playing on Sunday Night Football. I know that we were all busy here at Disneyland, but I forced my wife and daughter to go back to the room and watch the second half of the game.
Like they a good father, that. Like a good father
That's
would
right.
do. Yes.
Good husband and father.
We had a pretty long day at Disneyland, so it was kind of nice just to like order some room service and watch the game, because it ended up being a fantastic game. So Aaron Rodgers goes down in the first half, and they cart him off the field.
Yeah,
and it looks like a knee injury, and you know how bad that is, right?
So ACL, Aaron Rodgers, you're probably done for the season.
Aaron Rodgers,
not 8 games.
He's getting paid $80 million March of this year, regardless of what happens.
Even if he's injured?
Doesn't matter. He's getting the $80 million guaranteed this March.
Okay.
Out of a, whatever, $130-some million contract. Well, he goes down in the first half of the game, and it looks like a knee injury where they actually have to cart him off. He ends up coming back. When he comes back, they're down 20-0. They came back and won.
That is unbelievable.
He threw for 286 yards and three touchdowns in the second half, and they win the game 24-23.
If you are the owner of the Green, you know, or if you were, you know, one, not the owner, because there's a lot of owners of the Green Bay Packers, but if you are, you have just signed that deal with Aaron Rodgers where he's like, getting $80 million in 6 months from now, and he goes down to the first game.
Yep. Well, and he missed almost all of last season, too. Yeah. And so you're like, this is the absolute worst-case scenario, because without Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are garbage.
Yeah.
They're a bad team. With him, they can pull off miracles like this. It was arguably one of the best quarterback performances that I've ever seen in my entire life. To mount a comeback like that. And the Bears were playing some pretty good football, too. It was just an incredible moment.
I want to know who has him, what world leader has Aaron Rodgers on their fantasy team that made the call? They're like, you better get back in there.
Your whole family will die for generations. All right, fine. I'm hobbling back out there. X107.5.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, honest question for you. How do you keep track of everything that you're doing? I have trouble even remembering to pick my kids up from school, and that's every day of the week.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You just sort of go. Like, I don't really have any master plan. It's just sort of one day at a time. They're like, you're supposed to be here. So I show up here.
But don't you have, like, a planner, too?
A planner?
Yeah.
I have, like, a Google Calendar.
Yeah.
Like, if this was, let's say, the 80s, and you had to keep up with everything, and you didn't have, like, the digital assistant in your pocket to remind you, like, can you imagine if you, like, wrote down all of your stuff?
Oh, I...
On, like, one of those desk calendars from back in the day, and then you had to try to remember what was on it?
No, I would hire an assistant. I would hire...
Just have him carry around the big desk calendar for you?
Yeah, I just want to... Like, actually, I would hire an assistant who could carry me around, just like a baby.
Like, oh, this is where you're supposed to go, Mr. Mahoney.
Like one of those Egyptian pharaohs that got carried on that thing? Yeah.
See,
yes.
You know, we grew up in the wrong... We grew up in the wrong era, man.
No. We definitely grew up in the right era, because if we grew up in that era, we would be carrying somebody else.
That's right. Yeah, probably.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, my keyboard has to be the dirtiest thing I own. And I don't even know how it got this dirty. I mean, I don't eat by my computer. It's in a separate room, so my kids can't even get to it. I have no pets. Somehow, though, it's just covered in a thin layer of filth. I mean, all I can think about when I look at this thing is that's just a bunch of dead skin. Disgusting.
Message deleted.
How much money would it take?
You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How much money would it take either of you to lick a random person's keyboard?
Oh, random person's keyboard. I was going to say mine. Like, I'd lick mine.
No, not your own. Oh. But, like, you don't even get...
Would you lick mine?
Blind keyboard. They put a keyboard in front of your face.
I have a pristine keyboard.
You don't know where that keyboard came from. You have to lick it.
No, that's... Ugh.
How much money? How much?
It really wouldn't be that expensive for me.
Really?
Really?
Keyboards don't really gross me out that much.
No?
Oh, no. That's disgusting.
Uh-uh.
That's
like $5
million. $5 million? You would lick this keyboard for $50.
No, I wouldn't.
I got $40.
Mahoney, take that loaf of sourdough bread away from her and just offer to give it back, and I bet she'll lick your keyboard.
That's right.
That's disgusting.
We have a giant sourdough bread loaf of Mickey.
It's a vampire Mickey.
It's a vampire Mickey.
It has, like, little fangs. It's the cutest thing.
Yeah. Sylvie's about to take a bite of Vampire Mickey's head.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, how much for you to lick my keyboard?
I'll take that $40 that you just offered.
$40.
My man. See, he knows how to negotiate.
Yeah, there you go.
He's walking away with $40 in his pocket.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Guys, I keep hearing this podcast thing for y'all. Take Dave and Mahoney with you wherever you go. Just kidding. You know, they sweat a lot. And every single time I hear this, the only thing I can think of is that it's completely directed at Mahoney. And Dave, you're not really in there. And then I picture, like, Sylvia, maybe you smell like Bath & Body Works, or maybe, you know, that spring fresh laundry commercial where they're running through the field and you got butterflies and stuff. And you're not really in there either. I just, Mahoney and Sylvia on opposite ends of the spectrum. Have a good day.
Message deleted.
Was she talking about a dream of hers?
No, like what we smell like?
What we smell like?
So we run a promo that says take Dave and Mahoney with you, not really because they sweat a lot.
Oh.
And she's saying that is directly a jab at Mahoney.
Well, I mean,
I did suffer from hyperhidrosis for many years,
but he is past it now, thanks to reaching his critical fatness.
Yeah.
That's what he's always said.
Thank you, obesity.
Yes.
That's what.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like when he gets to a certain level of fatness, he no longer sweats.
You no longer sweat. Yeah. Like when I used to be like svelte and had like, you know, like very low body fat.
Yeah.
Not like recently, but I'm saying like when I was much younger.
Uh-huh.
I sweat so much. Like, I thought about getting the Botox under my armpits. I tried every single possible remedy to stop sweating.
Who is the skinniest person on the show? It's Ian, without a doubt,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And who sweats the most? Ian, without a doubt. Like, he sweats through his shirt every day.
Yeah.
Ian, as a matter of fact, it is 6:54 a.m. Have you sweat through your shirt yet?
Thanks, Dave. Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay.
That's why I don't wear gray shirts, man.
Yeah.
I have three shirts on today, and I have sweat through all of them.
So all you have to do is...
Stop wearing three shirts.
All you have to do is get fat?
No, well, I mean, that's why... I think
get after that loaf of bread, Sylvia.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the NFL, in the first full week, it kicked off yesterday. We do have a doubleheader going on tonight. Old Bossy Rossi is going to be over at the Silverton. That should be a whole lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
The Raiders and the Rams, very much looking forward to that game. But the real story from yesterday is that for the first time in 624 days, the Browns did not lose. They also did not win, as it turns out, but they managed to tie the Steelers. And you should have seen the reaction in the stands from the Browns fans when they just found out they weren't losing again.
They were losing so elated. Minds. They, you know, they didn't
would have thought they won the Super Bowl.
They didn't bust open those Bud Light coolers that they had strategically placed all across the city.
So if you don't know what Mahoney's talking about, there's actually these coolers that they have placed that unlock in the event of a Browns win.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
Sorry, close, but. But no Bud Light.
So they just crack it?
just kinda like a little crack?
Do you get a half a Bud Light? Is that how it works? I don't know.
Something along those lines. Yeah. But this is what I love. You know, this is the Browns, I think they are, they're taking a play out of my playbook where if you set the bar so low, even if you do just the least amount possible, you get celebrated for it. So bravo to you, Cleveland Browns, for really doubling down on 2 years of just awfulness so that your fans get energized and start crying when you get a tie.
I will say that I am kind of on the Browns bandwagon after watching Hard Knocks because it gives you an appreciation for the personalities on the team,
uh-huh.
and you start kind of rooting for them, and also they're just so awful that it's not like rooting for a real team. It's like rooting for the one-legged man to win the race, you know? You're like, yeah, all right, you did good, man.
We were talking to Ian before the show started this morning, and he and his girlfriend were watching the show, and you said she is now a Browns fan?
Yeah, you know, she didn't know about the Browns' legacy and how terrible they are, and now she thinks it's so cute that everybody wants the Browns to win, that now we are a Browns household. She has put her foot down, and...
Well, the good news is you're going to be able to get tickets cheap
for
eternity.
And the merchandise you can find at any thrift store around any town in America.
That'll work.
Yeah. But the NFL is back, and I tell you what, it was a whole lot of fun yesterday. As you know, I'm a Vikings fan, and so watching them get the win yesterday. The Kansas City Chiefs, Mahoney, you're a fan of the Chiefs. They beat the Chargers yesterday, and there was probably the biggest statement win yesterday that was the most surprising is that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are arguably the worst team in the NFC South, went out and beat the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans with a backup quarterback. So Jameis Winston suspended for the first couple of games. Ryan Fitzmagic steps in, and they ended up beating them. So 48-40 in that game. Nothing but offense.
Is his last name really Fitzmagic?
No, it's Fitzpatrick, but they call him Fitzmagic.
I thought he may have changed it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a pretty cool last name.
Pretty cool last name.
I feel like they're... But again, that goes back to what we were talking about. That sets the bar too high. If your last name has magic or good or anything like, you know, affirmative or positive in it, you're setting the bar way too high.
You'll never live up to it.
Loser Buttface is doing great out there. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
Our job here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show is to help people. We are public servants, and the Missed Connection Inspection is helping people try to find love. So we go on the internet and we find some of these ads that have been posted by people that maybe had a fleeting opportunity at love and missed it. Well, they're not willing to give up just yet.
Just missing it, just like the worst thing in the world.
We love, and we want to see these people come together at some point.
This one is entitled Vons, Horizon Ridge Parkway in East Horizon.
Okay, familiar with that, Vons.
We smiled at each other, but you were at the other checkout and disappeared before I could clear the line.
Oh, no.
I like his description of him, of himself. I was the older, tall man with the black Western-style hats.
Hell yeah.
And you made my heart beat faster. I live close by. I would love to see you again. If you're not doing anything today, let me know. Maybe we can get together.
Okay.
Today.
Right
not
now.
Sure if it was us. Reply anyway. Send pictures and a brief intro. Who knows what could happen? So he's saying, like, it doesn't really matter if you're the person from Vons or not. Just if you're available today and have a picture, yeah, send a little intro.
He's got the black Western, black Western style cowboy hat. Dude.
Who can miss that, though?
Good day, man. Howdy.
Woman with two guys throwing rocks. Torrey Pines in West Charleston.
Okay.
Hoping you see this. Actually, said hopping you see this, but whatever.
All right.
It's a tough word to spell.
Mm-hmm. You or I, a skirt with a white guy in a red shirt, back a black and dark clothes guy. I was asleep in the abandoned car wash.
Is this tipsy or toddler?
I appreciate you guys being respectful and helping me out. I'm headed back that way, and I picked up some fun. If you guys want to share, let's hang. You know what? I've never read a sweeter poem. I think it was a haiku, right?
It must was it like 575 or something like that?
Is that like Walt Whitman or... Yeah. Who, I don't know. I'm sure.
Any other famous poets?
Any other? Yeah. Some other famous poet.
Sylvia Plath.
Maya Angelou.
This one, a very brief encounter. I know this is a long shot. You were the passenger in a red car last night on Paradise. You were blonde and pretty. I looked over at you and the driver, but looked away. When I looked back, you were looking at me. If you see this, describe me or my car.
So why do I feel like she had like a weird face on, like just giving him a weird face, or like no, it was just like because, so creepy?
Like, guys are such creeps. Like somebody looked at you and you're like, she wants me.
Well, you don't even know if she was looking at you. She could have just been looking around, because like when you're sitting at a stoplight, and especially if you're a passenger in a car
on Paradise, maybe you're a tourist and you're like, look at that large glowing casino. No,
no,
she was looking at you.
She
man.
Wants me.
But that is what you're thinking about. You're like, you know what? I think I'm going to take this to the internets and see if that young lady, we can make a connection happen.
This is easily the strangest one for today. Looking for my female milking assistant, mid-50s, looking for a girl who is good at milking livestock. At first, I thought this was going to be something kind of creepy, and then, no, like, to actually just say, I want somebody who is good at milking livestock. I just need some good experience hands here. Please get back with me ASAP.
Okay.
Dave, I don't think that they're actually looking for a farm hand.
I don't know, man. Like, at first I didn't think so, and then I read it and I was like, you know, it seemed like they're actually being serious.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I
think you're being naive.
Right.
There's not a lot. I mean, we've got the, you know,
it is just like a sad day when you're the naive one.
I've never seen a cow on Spring Mountain, that's all I'm gonna say.
And finally, this one is definitely the most desperate of the day. We met 4 years ago and dated for over a year. You asked me to move in with you and your kids, but I wasn't prepared to do it. I'm sorry. Things might be different today. We spoke up until 18 months ago. We were in love, but life just happens. And I think about you every day still, and I know that you said you wanted to move on, but if you still have feelings for me, please reach back at me. I miss you and would like to reconnect if you are interested in doing so. So, Angela, if you're listening this morning, that guy that you told to kick rocks 18 months ago is still hung up on you.
If you have feelings.
Yeah. That's
if you have feelings.
If you have feelings that you have decided not to rediscover in a year and a half now.
Yeah, you somehow kept those away for 18 months. Yeah. But after hearing this impassioned plea for...
Just reminded you of all those feelings you had.
The impassioned plea of, you asked me to move in with you and your kids. I wasn't prepared to do so. I'm sorry. Because things might be different today.
Might.
You can't even commit to, like, no. I'm ready to fully, I'm all in, like,
I miss you, baby.
Perhaps I miss you enough to
reach
maybe
out.
Your kids are annoying. All right, Angela, there. I said it. Your kids suck. X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So, of course, the NFL being back was the big story this weekend in the sports world. But also over in the U.S. Open, Serena Williams made headlines. She got into quite the battle with the referee, who was the chair umpire, I guess is the technical name for him, that was in charge of the match. He hit her with three different violations. She ended up being fined $17,000 for the altercation, also lost the match.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If you missed it, here's some of the audio from what went down between Serena Williams and this chair ump.
I have never cheated in my life. I have a daughter, and I stand what's right for her, and I've never cheated. And you owe me an apology.
When are you going to give me my apology? You owe me an apology. Say it. Say you're sorry. Well, then you're then don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You stole a point from me. You're a thief, too.
Code violation, verbal abuse, game penalty, Mrs. Williams.
Are you kidding me? As I said, you're a thief.
As we call that in the poker world, Dave, that is going on tilt.
Yeah, so she definitely had a bit of a meltdown, but some people were calling her out on it, saying, like, oh, she's acting like a baby and this and that. We see this sort of thing from athletes all of the time. Like, it doesn't bother me. Yeah, she's a high-octane individual in the middle of a competition. The fact that she was unloading on a referee, you see that constantly in sports. When there's something that's a check swing that's not really a check swing, you see the manager run out of the dugout and get right in the face of an umpire all of the time in baseball.
I don't care if you break your racket, you yell at the ref. The thing that just kind of upset me, though, was the turning of the crowd and the young lady, her name is Naomi Osaka. She is the one who won the U.S. Open. Amazing athlete from Japan and really, you know, set a milestone. She's 20 years old. I just felt so bad for her because her moment was just kind of, this is, you know, the first Grand Slam that you win. I mean, I'm sure that she's going to win many because, you know, if you're handling Serena Williams the way that she did.
But I mean, part of her winning was also because this ump was taking these points.
She was whooping her ass. I mean, she was putting a hurting on her, and I think that's, you know, part of the reason that Serena Williams ended up going on tilt the way that she did. I just feel bad. You know, there's so many things to worry about in the world, whether or not somebody's getting upset at an umpire. I think that happens, like you said, in every single sport, and it's not as big of a story. I just wish more people were talking about Naomi Osaka, the woman who did win and really, you know, kind of broke through and became a star. I think she is going to be one of the next big things in tennis.
Speaking of athletics, how about this? In Iowa, there was a football game that happened. It was a high school football game. It happened on Friday night, as you'd expect a high school game did. And the final score in that one, Mahoney?
What's that?
Probably hope you bet the over here. 99-81.
So did they not play defense?
I mean, like, how do you score that many points even if you literally did not play any defense? 99-81. 180 points total.
What do you think the spread was on that?
Man.
I mean, that is unbelievable. How many touchdowns? That's over 11 touchdowns each?
Let's just say the most ridiculous game yesterday in the NFL was the Bucs and the New Orleans Saints, and that was 48-40.
Well,
that was 88 points. This was almost 100 points more.
Unbelievable. You know, I mean, when you can score 99 points or 91 points, whatever it was, who needs to play defense, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just take the time off. And then one other final thing here that's, you know, kind of a sad story report.
Aww.
A man named Nate had just returned from getting a cheeseburger and fries at the beach, and he was sitting down to enjoy it when a seagull came along and stole his burger.
Oh, man.
You can't. That's on you. That's on you, Nate, man. You know good and well. It's like when you golf and crows come and they steal your chips.
Is he like, mine?
Seagulls are straight up mine. They are the pickpocket of nature.
Yeah.
He said he spun around with his leg to shoo it away, but inadvertently kicked the bird. He said it was a simple mistake. A witness to say the bird's leg was injured and it struggled to fly away. And he was fined $124 for kicking the seagull. I'm not mad. If the seagull, it's kind of martial law at that point. If you're going to come down and steal my hamburger, I'm allowed to try to drop kick you once.
If this
you've got wings, if you get hit, that's on you, buddy.
You didn't use your wings properly.
Mine?
Where was this? Obviously not Texas, because in Texas, if you steal something, you can get shot.
That's right. Now, in this case, this was in New Hampshire.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's just a quick, swift kick in the butt for the seagull.
There's beaches in New Hampshire?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about Old Hampshire.
Oh.
No beaches.
Oh.
X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5.
Hear my phone?
Cover your ears.
Karen is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How you doing, Karen?
Hi.
So you listen pretty regularly, I assume?
Yes, I do.
Have you heard Cover Your Ears before?
Well, yes.
All right, so it's a pretty simple game.
I have.
Yeah, I mean, we scour through the internet and we find people performing popular alternative songs. Unfortunately for them, they're not always the most complete versions of these songs.
I mean, they're entertaining.
They were so good that they thought that they should upload these to the internet.
It was the best take, but sometimes the best take is not really the best rendition of the song. That's why it's called Cover Your Ears. So we're going to play five songs for you, and you're trying to figure out the artist and the song. And if you know just one or the other, you're going to get a half point. If you know both, you're going to get a full point. Get three or more correct out of these five, and we're going to set you up with tickets for the Dreamers this Friday over at the Hard Rock, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go with song number one. Let the song play all the way through. We got 30 seconds for you for each song. Here we go again with song number one. That is a band that I imagine you would hear on a given Saturday night in Columbus, Ohio, in a bar that is a 200-capacity room.
That's a band that, you know, we'll just give you a hint. We're here broadcasting live from Disneyland. Not too far from here.
That's right.
Did they grow up and cut their teeth?
So the actual name of the song was in the lyrics, but can you figure it out? Artist and the song for the first song is?
I know it's Red Hot Chili Peppers. Something about California.
Very close, yes.
Danny California?
Danny California, all right. Full point. Well done. All right, you have 1 point. All you have to do is get two more correct out of these next four. Here we go to song number two. I will be stunned if you get this one. I have the correct answer in front of me, and I don't even think it sounds right.
Right?
What do you got?
I don't even recognize the music.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I'm with you.
That was Silver Sun Pickups and Lazy Eye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is one of the worst renditions.
Almost impossible. Almost impossible.
Well, that's all right.
It's all right.
You still got 1 point on the board, Karen.
Yep. Just got to get two more correct out of these next three. Here we go on to song number three, Karen.
After all I knew, I'd have to be something to do with you. Really don't mind what happens between them. As long as you'll be my friend at the end. And if I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you see that holding my hand? Keep you by my side with my Superman, my kryptonite.
All right, Karen.
That was awesome.
All right, Karen.
All right, what do you got for us, Karen? Any guesses at all?
I know that for sure. That's Kryptonite by Three Doors.
There you go.
I am impressed. That still was not very easy because that was so bad.
It was an acapella version, am I correct?
There was no music going. So.
We have played a lot of really bad cover songs on
that
this game over
may be the worst.
I just want to know why. Why would you put that on the internet for us to find?
The worst or the best?
In our case, the best. Well done, Karen. You have 2 points. You can win with just one more full point. Here we go to song number four.
Black hole.
right. So I think it's doable.
I love this
You can win right here if you get the artist and the song. What do you got for us?
I love this song. This is one of my favorite. This is still one of my favorite songs. Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
There you go. 3 out of 4, and the one that you missed was almost impossible. In fact, I think most people probably would have missed Kryptonite, too, because it was just so bad. But congratulations to you, Karen. You're going to go see the Dreamers over at Vinyl at the Hard Rock this Friday night.
Yay. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. X107.5.
It's the Redneck Report.
So first up today in the Redneck Report, it's something we can all relate to, right? Being frustrated when you're sitting at a traffic light that just won't change.
Especially when you're late.
You turn into somebody when you're behind the wheel of a car. You turn into somebody. It's the Bruce Banner Hulk effect that happens, because you could be the most demure person in the world. My mom, the sweetest, nicest person, she will give you the shirt off of her back. She will give you the last $20. But if you do not move when the light turns green, she will just straight up ram you.
just
batter and ram. Just run you over.
Well, this is similar to that, but a little different. A guy was frustrated because he was sitting in his car and the light wouldn't change. And so he got out of his car and ran at the light and used his momentum to knock it to the ground.
What kind of flimsy road light are we dealing with?
Like a combination of a flimsy road light and a whole lot of rage put together.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how strong is this guy?
Using surveillance footage, the cops were able to track the guy down, unfortunately. He got punished with a fine and 5 days of jail time.
Yeah, but I mean, that was pretty impressive,
right?
He did. Like,
if you're sitting at a red light and it does not change, and you're there for more than 38 seconds,
you should be able to charge it
2 seconds
and try to knock it down.
If I am on that jury, not guilty.
So
one of us would be like, when we try to like charge it, we would hurt our shoulders.
Ow. No, that's what I mean. Like, you get a fair run at it.
Yeah. Do you guys ever run? Do you like run red lights?
No, you monster.
If nobody's around, you don't run a red light.
No.
Why?
If no one is around,
but
is
no
it?
One's around.
Yes, it's illegal.
A tree falls in the forest. If nobody's around, does it make a sound?
But you don't know that nobody's going to show up.
If I'm at an intersection and there are red lights all around and
you're
the light is not changing,
you're a monster.
I am running that.
You're a monster.
I've had to do it because I'm always late.
I'm giving it 20 seconds.
I will not run a red light. I may do this. It was shortly before 3 a.m. Virginia State Police had to respond to a single vehicle crash. A woman drove her 2007 Ford Taurus into a bowling alley.
Was it an SHO? Because those are sweet. That's a sweet-ass Taurus.
Yeah, she hit the accelerator, veered through the grass, and drove into the building. She was arrested because, she was kind of a hot mess. But, you know, sometimes you just got to go bowling, man.
She get a spare? That's a tire joke, people.
Cops in Upland, Pennsylvania pulled over a 20-year-old guy on Saturday, asked for his ID. When they did, he jumped out and ran. So they started chasing him. He reached into his waistband, he pulled out a gun, and then promptly shot himself in the leg.
The old Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, he went down, so cops were able to catch up with him and arrest him, even though he was trying to, like, kind of pull the leg back, you know. Yeah.
After you shoot yourself in the leg, when you're on the lam from the police, don't you just stop at that point? Like, the calamity of errors has already occurred. Like,
you know what? I lost.
Like, I don't want to add a tackle because, you know, you're going to get tackled. Just lay down. Just lay down at that point.
And finally, a South Carolina man told police that he burned his house down because he was mad at his mom from when he was a child. A neighbor told the officer that Nathan Smith was around or inside the house, and he started the fire. A few minutes later, someone walked from beside the house, and he was covered in liquid that appeared to be water, and he was bleeding from the nose. Smith said he poured gasoline throughout the house, laid down in the bed, and lit the fire, and said, "You know what? This is it. This is how I'm going out." Mm-hmm. And then realized, wait a minute, fire is hot. This seems less than optimal. And so he got up and left because he did not actually want to die in a fire when he realized, and only when he realized after lighting the fire.
Probably the worst possible way to go.
I mean, it's right up there.
And it's kind of like a slow death.
You know, I'm not really sure either way. It just seemed fairly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, ow.
So, I mean, I applaud him for eventually reaching the right decision. Maybe you should have figured that out before you lit the house on fire.
I mean, you light yourself.
Light a match. Touch it. You know, like,
give it a test.
Like, you know, where you lick your fingers and you, like, try to put it out. See, if you can deal with that.
If you go to a concert and you hold your lighter up for half of the song. And, oh, Jesus. Never mind. X107.5.
Got
a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the biggest number you've ever counted to? I hit like 1,000 once, but I got bored and just had to go to work, so I just stopped.
Message deleted.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, maybe 100.
We never challenge ourselves.
I don't think. I mean, as a kid, I remember counting like to see how high you could count. But I mean, you couldn't have gotten much higher than 100, maybe 200.
Yeah, I've never had anyone challenge me. Man, maybe we should do that for.
Oh
like,
God, that would be the worst.
But it would be so long.
It would just take
forever. Not for us. We should have a challenge where people see.
But we have to listen to people. What's worse than you counting as high as you can?
Can we make that into like a viral challenge?
We'll make Ian do it.
Like, hashtag number challenge.
I will count the best out of anybody. I'm the best counter.
So
in
how?
The state.
So well, then let's put some parameters on this. Do you? Is it till you mess up? Is that when you're done, or is it just till you can no longer talk?
No.
Because I won't mess up
either.
For, you know, or you run out of numbers?
Well, you're not going to run out.
You run out of numbers.
Bet.
Sylvia. Only you would be worried about that. I got to like 40, and then I gets kind of dicey after 40. After that.
No, I'm saying like into the trillions.
You're not getting into the trillions.
You know how long it would take to even
That's what
count?
I'm saying.
You know how long it would even take to count to a million? How long that would take?
How long does it take to count? No one's ever done it before, right? It's impossible.
I'm pretty sure.
I think you would lose your voice. What does the internet say?
Okay, it takes about a month to count to a million.
Really?
I got time.
It takes about 25 seconds to count to 100, but then the numbers start to get really big. So even if you could count without breaks and the same speed as you did to 100, it would take nearly 70 hours.
Yeah, so no way. Like once you get into like 100,000, 178,361,
right.
100,762.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whatever. Nobody likes numbers.
Fantastic and stupid question.
Nobody likes numbers.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The good news is I got to meet Ian this weekend at First Friday. Took his picture, put it on the gram. I don't think he remembers.
Message deleted.
What is he talking about? I totally remember that.
What happened? Tell us about it.
Well, that was a listener by the name of Greg. I was out at First Friday. I was there really late, though, so maybe he thinks I was just really I was really tired.
Uh-huh,
so,
really tired.
Tired.
Your eyes were kind of droopy and your speech was slurred.
Yeah, I stopped at the tired store beforehand. Yeah. Definitely. No, but it was a great time. It was awesome meeting Greg. Greg, thank you very much for listening. I did apologize on behalf of all of us also, just in case.
Why?
What, just because?
Because Ian apologizes for everything.
Okay. I do. Yeah. I do. But Greg, thank you very much, and I do remember it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, I've been seeing this girl for about a month, and she came over to my house for the first time the other night after dinner. Yes, I scored, you know, but that's not the point. The point is, she called me out for having a drunk drawer. It's in my kitchen, that's cool and all, but, like, I don't think she understands or has the idea of what the concept is of a junk drawer.
Message deleted.
What is a drunk drawer?
No, a junk drawer.
Oh, everybody has it. Did he say drunk or junk?
Junk drawer.
Junk.
She called him out because she didn't know what a junk
drawer
was.
Who doesn't have a junk drawer
in
their
kitchen? Everyone has a junk
drawer. Like, you had that miscellaneous drawer. There's, like, a pizza cutter. There's straws. There's, like, Parmesan packets for pizza.
No, I don't have any of that stuff. I have, like, packing tape and scissors and a bunch of bills that I haven't paid.
A mashed potato. a potato masher. Yeah.
The warranty for my car. I'm like, what is all this stuff?
You want to forget all of those things.
Yeah, but every time that I'm like, where is that thing? I'm like, aha, in my junk drawer.
What's in your junk drawer, Ian?
Oh, man. I got a bunch of loose change in there. Whenever I need change, I go into my junk drawer. Receipts, pamphlets. I think my birth certificate's in there too. I don't know.
Am I the only one? Like, I feel like you don't have the miscellaneous like utensil drawer that also is the junk drawer.
Those all go in very specific places. Now I have
an ice cream scoop. Where do you put your ice cream scoop?
That goes with a pizza cutter. That goes in the miscellaneous utensil drawer, which is different than the junk drawer.
No,
very different. You don't have a junk drawer.
I've got what, napkins? I've got napkins
no,
in there.
Like, no, that would be...
Where do you put all your takeout menus when you get them in your door or like in
I
the
don't
mail?
Have takeout menus because it's the year 2018 and it all exists online.
Oh, well,
sorry, wow.
He doesn't have a junk drawer and he can't come to terms with that. You're not allowed to have a junk drawer in your house.
He's kind of having a meltdown.
He is. He's so upset.
Down, yeah.
I'm done talking about this.
What, do you have two separate drawers where you have a pizza scooper or a pizza cutter and an ice cream scooper in one drawer, and then you have Parmesan packets and napkins in another?
And straws. Where do you keep straws? Straws go in there as well. Then you also have things like...
Who keeps straws?
I've got a sweet and sour McNugget drawer also that goes
in there. Separate?
Well, I mean, I got a lot of those. I mean,
do you have a separate sauce drawer?
Well, yeah, you keep all the sauces.
Since you don't have a junk drawer. You have a bunch of drawers full of junk.
How many
you're supposed
you
to have a junk drawer.
No, you keep all the sauces together. Like all the leftover Taco Bell packets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a sauce drawer.
There's not a separate sauce drawer.
I've got
a
sauce drawer at my house.
You're
doing it wrong.
You're out of your mind.
He's got a sauce
drawer. I can't even with you. You have a sauce drawer and a Parmesan drawer.
Yeah.
Get out of here. And quit.
I'm like a culinary chef at my house.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
We are live from Disneyland this morning. Halloween time is going on. We have your chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day passes, good for one park each day, coming up in 15 minutes at 8:50 this morning. So hang out for that. Right now, though, top stories. First up, 2/3 of millennials like to sleep in the buff.
Yeah, that sounds about right. They know what's up.
Mahoney likes to sleep in the buff. Sylvia, you're a millennial.
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you sometimes sleep in the buff?
Mm-hmm.
What decides whether or not you sleep in the buff?
If it's really, really, really hot.
If it's hot, you sleep.
Yeah. Summertime, okay. Like I don't even sleep under covers in the summertime. So I am I'm in the buff on top of the covers from April until November.
Boy, that's disturbing. It's a good deterrent to keep someone from breaking into your house, but
you gotta really commit. If you want to rob my house, I am going to come at you like a spider monkey. You're gonna see a large 6'5", you know, slightly overweight or severely overweight, hairy
gentleman towards you.
You know I'm committed.
I don't know what you have in this house, but it is not worth it.
I'm so sorry, sir.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god,
I have screwed up. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go.
Oh god.
So airport security trays carry more germs than toilets, according to a new study. Isn't that a nice touch? Yeah.
I mean, do they ever clean them?
Well, I mean, you always hear about how dirty your phone is and how dirty.
But at least it's your phone, though.
It's your germs.
Like it's like those are my germs, and I understand that. Like it's nasty, but like at the airport, everybody's taking their shoes off and their socks.
Which I don't know why anybody would want to take their shoes off at an airport.
You don't. I don't want to take my shoes off, but you have to when you go through TSA. You got to go through.
I'm actually talking about, like, people, like, inside the plane.
Yeah, once you get on the plane, someone's like, I just got to take my shoes off. It's so much more comfortable. Get new shoes, man.
No, I saw somebody at a Starbucks, like, at McCarran.
With their shoes off?
Yeah, they had, their legs spread, and then they had their shoes off.
No.
People are so gross.
I'm like, that's disgusting.
If I was an air marshal, I'd shoot them.
That's a tasing. Which is also why Mahoney will never be allowed to be an air marshal.
Yeah, no.
That's right.
So a young man went on a quest to find a woman that he met last week. And so he sent, and this kind of goes back to the misconnection inspection, he sent an email to more than 200 women at the University of Calgary with the name Nicole, hoping it would be the one that he met. So this girl told him that she goes to the University of Calgary, and her name is Nicole. And so he just blanket emailed 246 chicks named Nicole in a hope that it would be the one that told him that she went to the university and that was her first name.
Did he find this Nicole?
Nope.
Oh, dang.
No.
He's still looking.
No.
Did you ever, when iPhones first came out about 9-10 years ago, and you first got the feature to be able to, like, text multiple people at once, you remember this? Do you ever have anybody who, like, accidentally, like, put in several people, like, because you didn't realize it was a group chat, and you thought that they were going individually?
Well, I mean, I've had that moment before where somebody's, like, talking trash on somebody and doesn't realize that they're on a group text.
Then they realize they're
quickly like, just kidding, LOL. Wasn't that ironic that I just said that since you're obviously on this thread? Only because somebody else sidebarred with them like, hey, you're talking trash about Karen. She's on that thread.
Let's just say I had a friend.
Okay.
A friend.
Oh.
Bossy Rossi.
Back in like 2010. Before, like, group chat was, like, a really big thing. Before, like, they may have just rolled out that feature. And then you're like, you know, sending out a message for the evening, like the you up style.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Style text.
Oh, no.
And you may have put it, like, you know, every single possible suitor that may or may not have been in his phone.
Oh, boy.
And the... the wonderment and the horror that may have proceeded after that text went out and realized that everybody could see every text on that chain.
So it's bad enough where maybe you've had a little bit too much, uh-huh, and you wake up the next day and you have to kind of like carefully thumb through your text message. You're like, did I send anything? And then you check your call log and you're like, all clear.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a worse scenario than what you just said.
Yeah, my friend was horrified.
It was you, wasn't it?
No, my friend. He was.
Oh,
he
my
was,
God! It was you.
He was horrified.
No, he's not looking at us in the eye.
Was his name Mason Jabroni?
I do have a friend named Mason Jabroni.
Was it him?
He may have done that.
Oh my God!
Whoopsie poopsie!
Oh boy!
X107.5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are live from Disneyland this morning. Halloween time is going on, and this is something, not the broadcast, that's just for today, but the giveaway of tickets, something going to be going on all week here on X107.5 and the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. And our friend Kayla from Chet Buchanan's show just told a pretty mean Disneyland-related bad joke dad joke.
I thought we were removing dad jokes, bad jokes.
No, Dave started it with the Old Hampshire.
No, I thought we were getting rid of it from the show.
No.
We're actually.
I thought we all got together, took a vote, and decided that we weren't going to do that anymore.
We're going to start doing it every day on the 30s.
So what awful joke did she tell you?
She told me, mm-hmm, a funny joke about geography and Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
She said, "What is Mickey Mouse's favorite state?"
What's that?
Minnesota.
That is cute.
I feel like you should ask city, because Minneapolis works better than Minnesota.
Minnesota is
fine. I'm saying you could have refined that joke a little bit better.
No. We were having so much fun with that joke, and uh-huh, it brought us, like, you know, happiness, and then
Mahoney has to
just
come,
like, dragging us down.
Uh-huh.
All right, so without further ado, we have been waiting to give these away all morning. Very excited to be able to do this. 4 tickets, 2-day passes, one good for a park each day, so you and the family can come down here and enjoy Disneyland on a day, and then California Adventure on another. Call number 10 right now, 702-791-1075. Going to be enjoying some Disneyland on X107.5. Best of luck to you.
Dave and Mahoney.
If you were call number 10, that means you get the 4-pack of passes for Disneyland. Congratulations to you.
So excited. Thank you so very much.
Why are you whispering, Megan? Yeah. What's going on
there?
You
just won Disney tickets.
Who whispers when they're excited?
Yeah. Is that a new thing?
She's at work right now. Let's not disturb her.
No. We're going to need you to, like, yell out, "I love Disney."
I love Disney.
That's not yelling.
Don't get her fired.
No. Like, just...
How is her boss going to fire her if she won Disney tickets?
Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited.
She's like, I'm not talking about it.
Congratulations to you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. All this week here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, more chances for you to get set up with a 4-pack of passes for Disney for you and your family, or you and your friends, to come down here and enjoy both parks. X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Les Moonves is out at CBS as the CEO, and they're saying that his $100 million severance package may be at risk if all of the allegations that are being levied against him end up being true. And it's really serious stuff that they're saying are possible. So here's how this works. $100 million golden parachute, which must be nice. There's a number of people that have come forward and accused him of things. There's going to be 2 independent law firms that will conduct an internal investigation, and at that point they will decide whether or not he is entitled to the $100 million severance or if he walks with nothing.
Well, if he's guilty of the things that he's been accused of, and the independent law firms find that out, good. Walk with nothing. You're a dirtbag. You're a scumbag. You know, you got no place in media. You got no place in the public eye, and especially walking away with $100 million. I mean, he's probably was one of the most powerful people in television for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to see, like, you know, how these allegations can just completely bring somebody down, because you know, as they should. If they've been kept quiet for all these years, the you know, what place do you have in modern society? You're antiquated, and it just doesn't exist, and it shouldn't exist in 2018.
I imagine there's some very angry stoner in Florida. A Sarasota thrift store was, you know, going through donations like they do, and they found a brown paper bag inside of a plastic tote. And according to Sarasota police, an employee noticed the bag early last week, put it aside until Thursday, and that's when one of the employees cut a small hole in the bag and called police because they found roughly 2,100 grams of vacuum-sealed marijuana.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well.
Mom, you donated what? Oh, no.
Mom.
Come
on.
2,100 grams is a lot, but let's just come on, man. Like, it's 2018. Just take it to Colorado, sell it, and take the money and give it to whatever donation or whatever charity was selling it at that thrift store, you know?
Yeah,
come on.
So this is a pretty great name for a minor league baseball team. Obviously, they don't take minor league baseball teams very seriously when it comes to the names.
Yeah.
Well, Madison, Alabama had a vote going on as to what the new name was going to be, and the person that named the team gets two box seats for the first 5 years of play, also gets to throw out the first pitch at a home game in 2020. They have gone with the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Not bad.
All right.
I mean, there's like what the Gulf Shrimp, what other ones? The Chihuahuas we've heard of?
Yep. Yeah, the Trash Pandas was the easy winner. It got 45% of the votes in the second round. Second place suggestion was the Thunder Sharks.
Thunder Sharks?
Yeah, it got about 19%.
Sharks. I'm not mad at that.
The Moon Possums.
Moon? What? What?
No, it's too long.
The Space Chimps.
Not mad at that.
Space Chimps is good.
And the Cornet Jockeys.
No.
Space Chimps is still...
Space Chimps is solid.
Trash Panda is still the best.
So, one. I'm shocked because if we've seen all the internet trends over the last, like, year or two when it comes to naming things, we've gone with the, Bodie McBowface, Bridgie McBridge, or whatever. Why didn't we go with Baseball McBaseface?
Solid. I'll still stick with Thunder Sharks or the Trash Panda.
Baseball McBaseballface. That's the way...
It's a tongue twister, though. Yeah. So you start to a little bit. Yeah.
So an old guy in Vail, Colorado called cops recently after he went up to fill the gas tank of his minivan, and he noticed that somebody had jammed a bunch of salmon into his gas tank.
Salmon?
And it wasn't just cheap canned salmon. It was the expensive smoked salmon.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
I don't know how he knew that, but he's pretty sure he knows who it is, though.
Did he taste it?
He has been feuding with his neighbor for a while over the usual stuff like parking and loud music and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so he went to the neighbor's house. The cops did, and she admitted that she had had smoked salmon for dinner the night before, but denied that she had jammed it into the gas tank. Mm. Cops didn't buy it, but they wound up not filing any charges, because what do you even charge somebody with in that case, and how do you prove it? If it does go to court, but yeah, this poor old guy. I mean, is that bad for your car? I imagine it's got
to
be, right?
It has to be.
I mean, it's got like the omega-3s and the nice and right fatty acids, right?
It's actually good for the car.
Yeah, all of a sudden your car's all lean. Its paint job is glowing.
Yeah, and then you're
it's been working out.
You're like
jealous
of it.
Posting shirtless pictures on Facebook and, you know.
It's more popular than you.
You know, it's Instagram daily stories. You got like 6 or 7
my
of those.
My car just took off its car bra. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking good.
Car, no.
X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
All right, one final time this morning, giving an old check to the voicemail. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, so there's this son of a bitch that drives through my apartment complex every week, and he throws his damn garbage in my dumpster. Like, don't get me wrong, look, I'm glad he's not littering and just throwing it on the ground. But seriously, dude, like, get the hell away from my dumpster.
Message deleted.
It's not your dumpster? It's not your dumpster? How do you know he doesn't live there as well?
Yeah.
On the other side of the apartment
complex. And also, I will take anybody who is going to dump something in a dumpster rather than in the desert, because there's nothing that angers me more than seeing people litter. I feel like if I see somebody throw a cigarette butt out of their window, I should be able to pit maneuver them immediately when I see that happening.
Let me go ahead and just be honest, though. It's easy for me to sit here, easy for all of us to sit here and say, relax, dude. Nobody cares. It's a dumpster. The guy's putting the trash where it should be. I'd probably feel the same way.
No, if it's a an apartment complex dumpster that's already being used by like 100 different people, if it's if it's my trash can at my house, because if it's a 1-to-1 ratio, then you are overstepping your bounds. But if it's a communal, which is the by definition communal,
because you're so rich and you have your own house,
because
it's
multiple
not a big
people,
deal.
Multiple people are already doing it, and it's already big enough. But don't you you stay away from my trash can?
I feel the same
at
way.
My house.
I hear you, man. I'd get mad, too.
I dump all my stuff at CBS. I do.
But do you get, like, territorial? Is that what it is?
You know what? One quick little aside here is that when we were moving and moving back to Las Vegas from Texas, I had a bunch of trash, but the trash was full at my house. And so I'm like, well, I have to do something with this trash. And so I drove to the gas station that was just around the corner from where my house was. And they had an enormous wall. It must have been 10, 12 feet high, this wall, to get to the dumpster. But it was almost all dumpster on the other side. So if you could make it over the wall. And so I kid you not, I'm swinging this trash bag around like it's a shot put like three times and whoo, trying to get it over the wall. Two out of the three worked. One was a big mess.
Oh, no.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Monster.
Mr. Mahoney. So let me ask you a question. If Goofy or Pluto came up to you at Disneyland right now and told you to pet them dogs when you got back home, are you going to do it?
Message deleted.
We're here at Disneyland right now. We're broadcasting live actually from California Adventure at right outside Pixar Pier. So there's two things inherently wrong with your question that you asked me. Because first off, Goofy would not ask me to pet him. He is a grown dog man. And you don't pet another grown dog man. And also, number two, Pluto cannot talk.
But what if he's like, he nudges you?
Pluto can't talk.
Yeah, you know, like actual dogs don't ask you to pet them, but they have their way of non-verbally.
I'm just saying, that was a flawed question.
It's not a flawed question.
You're trying to the premise was wrong.
You're trying to get him on a technicality.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Pluto cannot talk.
The answer is
no. And Goofy would not ask me to pet him.
The answer is no.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, I don't like you. I haven't liked you for quite some time. Why do you think that is? Also, I know you'll say something like, well, I don't have to prove myself to you, but let's act like you do. Why should I like you?
Message deleted.
Again, I don't care if you like me or not. I'm getting paid one way or the other. Plain and simple. How does that make you feel?
But just like answer the question. Like what?
The more you hate me, the more I get paid. How does that feel, guy? On the voicemail, calling in.
You don't get paid more if he hates you more.
Yeah, sure he does.
No.
I get bonuses if we're the number one show in Las Vegas.
But that's not from you being hated, you dummy.
Sure it is.
That's from Sylvia being so likable.
Oh, is that what
that's
it is?
That's what it is, yeah.
No.
And, that's really sweet, Dave.
Don't be mad because I'm successful, I'm tall, I'm handsome, I've got an amazing voice.
You're not handsome, you don't have an amazing voice.
People like me.
People don't like you.
They flock to me.
No, they don't.
They want to live the life that I live, and I understand why jealousy, you know, it's a green-eyed monster.
I eat a lot of nuts.
Don't let it take over your life.
Yeah, everyone's like, I want to be the dude that's 50 pounds overweight in a Tommy Bahama shirt with his own trash can. Look at him living his best life.
That's right. Sounds perfect
to me. Actually,
you
know, I can't argue. That's pretty good.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's a lawyer in Syracuse, New York, who's known as the DUI guy.
Uh-huh.
And he got busted for a DWI, kind of. So it's DWI, which is driving while intoxicated in New York. But they pulled him over, and I think that they were just giving him a hard time because he's the DUI guy.
Yeah.
Because he had a blood alcohol limit of 0.06, which is below the legal limit of 0.08. But they charged him with a DWAI, which I've never even heard of before.
What is that?
Which is driving while having ability impaired.
So you're just making stuff up now at this point.
Right, like,
so
if it's below the legal limit, it's legal, right?
Well, I think there's a law, like a technicality, like if you're being a jerk, you know, they can...
That's almost certainly
what's going on. I feel like there's all sorts of those laws. Like, if you're just being a jerk, we're going to get you on a technicality that we hardly ever use. Like, because technically...
I guess driving while impaired, I mean, that could also relate to drugs or alcohol. Drugs or like weed or something.
Falls in, like, if you're operating heavy machinery while taking, like, you know, prescription medicine, that falls under that umbrella as well. But I feel like this is kind of like a gotcha type of
situation. Yeah, I bet when they pull him over, he's like, I am not under the influence. I am the DUI guy. They're like, are you?
Right. You are now.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a feeling, though, because that's the thing. Like, a .6 is not drunk at all. That's like one beer in an hour.
Yeah.
And you're just not drunk at that point. I mean, like, I get it. Driving while intoxicated is a horrible thing. I think the penalties should be much higher than they are. But if you're well under the limit, like 30% under the limit where you're at, then you should just let this guy go. I have a feeling he will get off.
So a little double header tonight in the NFL. This is the first game for the Raiders of the season. They are going up in a tough matchup against the Rams. How do you see this one going tonight there, Mahoney?
I think the Raiders are going to take it. I mean, the Rams are going to be good this season, too, but it's going to be interesting to see Gruden in his first regular season game since coming back as the head coach. And I think it is going to be a close game, but I do think that the Raiders do pull it off.
Okay, I will respectfully disagree. I think the Rams are arguably one of the best teams in the NFC, and the Raiders, they had a lot of regression last year, and I'm not totally sure that given all the upheaval with getting rid of Khalil Mack and everything else in the offseason.
I believe in Gruden.
Not that I don't believe in Gruden.
I believe in that haircut. I believe in that $7 sport clip haircut.
Yes. He did not spend $7 on
that. He went to Great
on
Clips on that, man. Yeah, he did.
He
went to Fantastic Sam's.
There you go. Now, he went to the salon at Walmart and said, what is your cheapest option?
The worst thing that you could come up with.
Ivan the Blind Mexican walks out with some garden shears. Come here, John.
I got you.
Also tonight is the Jets and the Lions as well. Who really cares about that one?
Nobody cares.
There's two games, like I said, for Monday night with the kickoff of the season. So 4:10 for the Jets and the Lions, and then 7:20 for the Rams and the Raiders. And Bossy Rossi going to be out at the Silverton doing a live broadcast for Monday night.
He's going to be out there every single week. Every single week he'll be out there.
Yep. Finally today, one more final note on a sports tip here. Hockey season is rolling back around.
Yes, it is.
As, you know, a lot of people are very excited about the Vegas Golden Knights. And the NHL has come out, and they've actually had to ask NHL players to stop doing keg stands on the Stanley Cup.
Well, that cup is like 100-plus years old, man.
Yeah, they can actually do that.
But, I feel like if you win it, you kind of get to do whatever you want with it, right? Yeah. Ovechkin may have taken things a bit far.
Oh, he did.
With the Washington Capitals. He was drunk for like 3 weeks and had the cup in tow with him everywhere. But as a result, the NHL has officially come out and they said, we would like to refrain you from using the 126-year-old trophy for keg stands specifically.
Well, that's just because you're going to dent it. But here's the thing. When it comes to championship trophies, and this is what I love about the NHL and what I love about hockey, because every player gets to carry around the cup for a couple days, however long the team deems it, and they can do whatever they want with it. But how many times have we heard over the last 20 years of NHL players losing the Stanley Cup, leaving it in a cab, leaving it at a club.
At a club here in Vegas all the time that happens.
Leaving it at a Motel 6 or a Red Roof Inn.
Dude, like, how do you forget about the cup? You're like,
well, if you have 7 bottles of vodka.
I came in with something.
You're like, I forgot about the cup. I also forgot my name.
Well, it's etched right here in the cup, so yeah. I should be able to remember it.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, your chance to get set up with some tickets to go see Good Charlotte here in Las Vegas at the Pearl of the Palms. If you are the first person with the correct answer for Know the Show, if you know the answer, give us a call, 702-791-1075. Here is today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I would wait 14 hours, or I'd show up 14 hours early if I could get like a free like annual pass for. I would do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Something along those lines.
I see. So Mahoney, we were talking about the Eagles fan who showed up waited in line for 14 hours before the kickoff for the game. And I was reminiscing about how I can't think of anything that I would wait in line 14 hours for. But Mahoney said that he would do it for this. What is that this? 702-791-1075. Again, Good Charlotte coming to Las Vegas. They're going to be over at the Pearl inside the Palms on November the 24th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. First person in with the correct answer is going to get set up with tickets. And I know Mahoney said that he would wait in line for 14 hours for this particular thing, but I still can't think of anything, you know, that 14 hours plus is just...
I don't know, man. I can see it now.
I can't see people that, you know, like, will wait outside of Best Buy for a Black Friday deal where they're like, oh, we're going to save $45 if I just wait for 3 days in a tent outside of a Best Buy on a sidewalk.
Think of what you can buy.
Dave, it's about the bonding. It's about the community. It's about, you know, really, it's about the experience, Dave. Not the
sounds like a terrible
not
experience.
The purchase. Uh huh.
702-791-1075 X1075. Good morning. What's your name?
Maria.
Mahoney said that he would gladly wait in line for 14 hours for this. What is that?
It's an annual pass at Disneyland.
Annual pass at Disneyland. Yep. Yeah, congratulations.
That's why we're playing Joe Esposito.
Yeah, so congratulations. We're going to set you up with some tickets to go see Good Charlotte. And speaking of Disneyland, all this week here on X107.5, more chances for you to get set up with the four-pack of tickets for the two-day passes. We'll have more for you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, have yourselves a great day, and thanks so much for being with us.
Dave and Mahoney.